Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is on the frequency of everything. We're going to be looking at the frequency of everything and what you can do with something once you find the frequency of something. It's really empowering. So that's our intention, is to be empowered by knowing the frequency of everything and being able to work with vibrations in the whole universe, in your body and around the world. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the school. We've got the next semester is our summer intensive, which is June 5th to the 16th, which is the first half, and then August 4th to the 14th is the second half. And it's 10 to 9:30 every day. And you could just do the first half and then do the second half online, or not even do the second half if you just want to come for the first half. But you get the whole certificate if you do both. And it's all about how sound affects us physically, especially for pain and disease, mentally for brainwave entrainment, emotionally for releasing stuck emotions, and spiritually for running higher energies of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, frequency of your soul, and the frequency of being one with the universe, right? And we have 17 different instructors total on the staff. And so you get a wide perspective on everything. It's really profound what goes on here. It's really majorly transforming. And also, you learn many skills where you can actually open up a practice as well. So that's, again, June 5th to the 16th. And if you pay in full by July 15th, you can get a big discount. And that's the first semester of the associate degree program. So you could continue either online or at the Institute in September. And that's another three semesters. And we go into much more depth on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. Also, we get into different modalities of healing based on consciousness or different frameworks for consciousness as well. And we get also do a lot more voice work, but also do a lot of work with research and also tuning forks with acupuncture. We have a whole course on all the different ways you can, all the different systems for using tuning forks. We also have the certificate program and the degree program online. The certificate program starts, I think it's April 12th as the next start time. It starts about every 2 weeks. So you can start just about any time. It's ongoing enrollment. And it works really well. If you can't make it here for the classes, we've got, I mean, it actually works really well. We get really high. We work on each other. We get high with sound. We work on each other with vibration and voice, and you get to practice on each other, on your friends and family with tuning forks and such. And it's really effective. People really like it if you can't make it here. So that's the certificate and associate degree in sound healing. We also have the certificate program starting again in September, and that's a 3.5 month program with 3 nights a week instead of every day, all day. And that's September 4th to about December 15th. And then we've got the audio recording program, Recording Arts and Technology program, where you learn to run Pro Tools or any other program, because it's all applicable. And we learn how to record, mix, produce music that affects people really deeply. So you learn the technology, but you also learn some music theory as far as doing audio production. It's completely separate than our sound healing program. And we got an intensive through the month of July, 4 days a week and some evenings. And then we got the 3.5 month version starts in September and also goes from September 5th to December 15th. And you'll learn how to record really and mix really well. We use my whole visual system. I wrote the top two selling books in the world in audio recording, The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing. And so we use those books in the classes, and it's a visual system that shows different styles of mixes with bubbles. So each sound is a sphere, and you can see the structures of different types of mixes. You can check that out online at soundhealingcenter.com. Those are our classes. We also have the Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat coming up July 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You can also, oh, by the way, you get discounts if you pay for any of this by by April 15th. So the retreat in Mount Shasta is at Stewart Mineral Springs, so you can go in the baths as well. And it's right on a river. It's beautiful. It's really profound. It normally sells out. It's actually sold out every year we've done it. So if you want to get signed up, you can find that online as well at soundhealingcenter.com/love/Shasta. Shasta. And on the third day, we actually go up on the mountain and do a meditation at Bonnie Flat as well. And it's really, really fun. And of course, the energy of the mountain is profound, really profound. So that's July 21st, 22nd, 23rd. You can sign up online, or you can call me at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. What else? Looks like we're going to have another event on May 13th. I think it was May 13th. No, it's not actually on May. Maybe it is May 13th. Yeah, May 13th, Mother's Day. We're going to do a root flute. We just did it, a cacao ceremony with Dan Hansen, and it was really incredible. It was really quite amazing. The guy makes these amazing flutes out of deer antlers and then plays them really well. He's an unbelievable player, and he does like a whole one-man show that's really effective. So that's, I believe it's May 13th on a Sunday. Let me double check here. Yep, May 13th. Okay, you'll find that online pretty soon. We also have treatments we do. We can find your home note and get you a CD in the key of you, the key where you're at peace, the key where your immune system flourishes, the rhythm where you're at peace. It's really, really effective. We can also find out what's wrong with you with the voice analysis program. We talk into the computer and we figure out what frequencies are missing. And we give you a CD in that key. And that's the Voice Analysis Harmony program. We also sell that program as well. If you wanted to use it in your practice, you can use it to find notes for people, what crystal bowls to use, what essential oils to use, what food to eat. It's really interesting because everything is frequency. Right. We also do massage on the sound table at the school. The first two we do online as well, but we do massage at the school. We also do chakra treatments and a combo treatment where we go through all the different types of instruments and voice and everything. We also have a full range of CDs for any part of the body. These are the cymatic CDs that you put on the body. You don't listen to them. You put the headphones on the body, and they're really effective. We have them for muscles, nerves, tendons, and ligaments, and respiratory, circulatory, endocrine glands, even for depression. And then also we've got music CDs, one of the top sellers of music CDs. They're really effective. You get to hear them on the show here quite often. And you can find that at our store, which is soundoflove.com. We also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, the number one selling book in sound healing. We also have videos, relaxing videos. We've got and over 300 instruments, everything from crystal bowls to Tibetan bowls to didgeridoos, everything you can imagine at soundoflove.com. Well, today's show, oh, by the way, one other thing. We're just now scheduling our next sound healing conference. It's going to be October 5th to the 8th at Sherith Temple, which is a spectacular cathedral. It's like Grace Cathedral. It's actually more beautiful, I think. It's really spectacular. So that's October 5th to the 8th, and we should be sending out something in about a week and a half here on that. It's our seventh conference. If you haven't been to one of them, oh my God, they're fun. They're incredible. It's like the energy there is just quite amazing. So put that on your calendar, okay? And it should be posted and going out on our email list here in about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks, okay? Alrighty. So today's show is about frequency, the vibration of everything. Everything is vibration. We know that intuitively, but it's also scientifically known. Everything is vibration. Everything has a frequency. In fact, that's what makes something what it is. In fact, in science, they commonly use the frequency of something to define things, like all the different elements are based on their frequency. That's what makes one element different from another, is its rate of vibration, right? So everything actually has a frequency. In fact, most things have multiple frequencies. I mean, we're talking about every physical thing in the universe and every quantum thing in the universe, which includes thought forms, emotions, anything, your soul, anything that is not tangible, right? It still has a frequency, like love, it's got a frequency. I don't know that we know it yet, but there is a frequency for everything. And there are often multiple frequencies. If there's multiple frequencies, there's still always one main fundamental frequency that makes that object or thing or emotion, whatever it is, what it is, right? There's always a home note that is the main thing that makes it what it is. And then all of the harmonics, the higher frequencies, the other frequencies, just make it a little more detailed. They just give it a little more texture, right? So we're talking about, you know, earth, air, fire, water, every single thing in your house, every single cell in the body, every single material in the body, every single thing in the universe is just something vibrating at a different rate. You know this. This is like well known, right? But here's the cool thing. When you find the frequency of something, there's quite a few things you can do with it. First of all, in the body, when you find the frequency of something, First of all, if you play that frequency to the body, it will trigger its natural healthy state. The frequency of something is its natural healthy state, right? Commonly what happens, we talked about this a lot, is the frequency starts kind of breaking down. It starts kind of fibrillating, right? It kind of starts going, and that's the stress in our life, or fear, or anxiety, right? So when things start going awry in the body, it's not that they go out of tune, which they do, can do, but that's really major. Like going out of tune is like a cancer cell. It's more that they just kind of stop vibrating consistently. They start doing the little instead of. So the main thing is when you send a frequency, a stable frequency, to that part of the body and match it, it's like you kickstart it back into its own stability. You're getting it to hum at its natural rate, and it goes back into a healthy state. This is well known. This is scientifically proven. There's even a research project where they found that if you play the frequency of a cell to a cell, it triggers its metabolism, right? So it makes it, basically makes it healthy. It gets it back humming at the frequency it's supposed to hum at, right? So that's the most important thing. And any part of the body, you can find what, if you can find what makes it, what its natural frequency is, that's really cool. The good news, as I've mentioned before, is even if you don't get the frequency right, if you just send it consistency, which are the vowels, or a crystal bowl, or a tuning fork, or a Tibetan bowl, or just about any instrument that is a can do a sustained note. And even if it can't do a sustained note, a consistent rhythm will help as well. But a consistent, most of the sound healing instruments are simply sustained notes. And those are all the vowels too. So again, even if you don't get the frequency right, you're sending that stability as opposed to the chaos. Right? But if you get it right, you get a bonus. You not only trigger its healthy state, you also release stored energy. The definition of a resonant frequency in physics is stored energy. So when you trigger the resonant frequency of a cell, it actually unleashes more energy than you're giving it, which is really cool. You're actually triggering more energy than you're giving. Even giving it energy is good. I mean, sound is energy, right? Sound waves are energy. So you're giving it energy already, but it's releasing its own energy. So it's like a party. Energy party, double whammy, right? Very, which is very cool for the health. So there's a lot going on. That's why we set up the Sound Healing Research Foundation and the Gene Ohm Project. If you go to geneom.com, geneom.com, where we created a research project to find the resonant frequency of every single part of the body. I've mapped out all the parts of the body and we're starting to work on it, right? And we'll take any information that anybody else has found and post it, as long as you tell us how you found it, right? So that, oh my God, once that is completely mapped out, which will probably take 10 years, maybe five if we, once we get a lot of funding, then we could play the resonant frequency to any part of the body. Now, as you might already be thinking, maybe it's different from person to person, right? So what we're going to be looking for is the relationship between the frequencies. Again, I assume that the relationship, which is a musical interval, when you have two frequencies or two notes, it's called a musical interval. The relationship between like my liver and my heart, I bet, is a musical interval that is the same interval between your heart and liver as well, right? I would bet, I will bet. Once we do the research, we'll prove it. But I bet that the relationships are stable, even if the frequencies are different, if you're healthy, if we're both healthy. So that's what we're ultimately going to be looking for. But we could even, I can see that we could do devices where we actually, there are devices out there where we can actually, where we can actually find the frequency of any part of the body of you. So even MRI does that. So we can do that as well. So ultimately, it won't even matter if we have the intervals, we can find just the regular frequency, right? That will be the new mode of medicine, the new mode of health in the field, right? So, also, if you find the frequency of any element or any vitamin or any mineral, it's been proven that that frequency will actually create that vitamin or mineral in your body. It's like the body doesn't know the difference between the real thing and the actual frequency of it, right? So you can actually get more vitamin C just by playing the frequency of vitamin C in your body, right? So that's really cool as well. So we're not just looking at what's right in the body, we're also looking at the frequency of things around the world. Now, of course, if you can find the frequency of the endocrine glands, oh my God, we're really talking cool, because you can find the frequency of your adrenals and get them to stop ODing. It's probably the biggest problem we have in our society is adrenal fatigue. I mean, if you just stay up past sundown, you know, you're going to have adrenal fatigue. So that's really cool when you can simply overcome that chaotic vibration in the adrenals and with a frequency and just get it back to its healthy state. Same or even more cool is with the thymus. The thymus, a lot of people say, is the high heart. If you trigger the thymus in the middle of your chest, you can actually access universal love, right? Or at least get your thymus humming. Also with the thyroid, you can really calm down any thyroid issues with stable, consistent vibrations, especially if you get the actual frequency. Now, you can always just try and go up and down in frequency and intuitively find a note that feels right for any part of the body, including these endocrine glands. And again, even if you don't get it right, it's still very cool. Still works really well, right? Because you're giving it consistency, stability, and if you get it right, you get the bonus, right? But then if you find the frequency of the pituitary gland, you can open up the third eye and the hypothalamus. If you find the frequency of the pineal gland, you open up your crown to source, crown chakra, to source energy. It's like a frequency key that unlocks source energy. Quite amazing. I've actually got a 2-minute recording of frequencies for the pineal gland. So let's actually play it. It's just frequencies, it's not music, so you might feel it's a little weird at first, but just tune into it and tune into your pineal gland, and we'll listen to it for the full 2 minutes and see how it affects you. Cool. Wow, that's trippy, huh? So there are frequencies for everything. It's really quite amazing. Now, there are also timbres or tonalities, which are the combination of frequencies. So, you know, I know a person that says she's figured out all the tonalities. So we're not talking high or low frequency. We're talking about a chord, basically. So it's like your kidneys might be, whereas your liver might be, and your heart might be, right? All the same frequency, but just different tonalities. So that's a whole nother world. We're not going to get into that, but that's good to know, because different tonalities can be as important as high or low frequencies. Okay. Now, we also have the frequency. There's some really cool frequencies that are really important. One is the Schumann resonance. It's a frequency. Let me backtrack for a second here. Rhythms are actual frequencies. So if you've got, 100 hertz, it just means that the vibration's going back and forth 100 times a second. Ooh. Right now, my vocal cords are going back and forth 100 times a second about. Because that's about 100 hertz. Ooh. If I get down to 20 hertz, which is like a kitty cat purr, right? Then my vocal cords are going back and forth 20 times a second. If I go below 20 hertz, we can't hear that anymore. Our ears don't hear it as frequency. So then it becomes a rhythm. So if you have one hertz, it's like, wow, wow, wow. If you got two hertz, it's wow, wow, wow. Or four hertz is wow, 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 right? So any of those frequencies are actual rhythms. Our rhythms are actual frequencies. And each one of those rhythms is an actual note, right? If you take a frequency or a note, like an A, and you go down an octave, it's still an A. You go down an octave. You go down another octave, it becomes a rhythm. And you go down another octave, it's half of that. But it's still an A, right? Because we've just been cutting it in half. When you cut a frequency in half, it's still the same note. So even rhythms are actual notes, right? So there's a, the Schumann resonance is an actual rhythm of 7.83 cycles per second. Wow, 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 wow. And it actually is in the atmosphere all the time, resonating between the Earth and the ionosphere, which is way up, actually only about 20,000 feet high. Airplanes actually go higher than it. So it's triggered, this resonance between the Earth and the ionosphere is triggered. It's like a chamber in the atmosphere between the Earth and the ionosphere. It's triggered by lightning. And lightning strikes somewhere on the Earth all the time, so it's always going. And it entrains our brain into right on the threshold of alpha and theta. So, and there's good science. It's measured scientifically around the planet, and there's good science to show that it actually entrains our brain. So it's really the most important or most pervasive frequency on our planet. It is really just right there humming all the time. The only problem is we're kind of addicted. Actually, it's not a problem. We're addicted to it, right? Because it's been around hundreds of millions of years. But in the city, we don't get it because it gets wiped out by cell phone towers and Wi-Fi and even electromagnetism from lights and electricity, right? So if you don't get it, you get sick. So they give it to astronauts even. So that's a really important frequency. I've got a CD of the Schumann resonance. And we've got a CD of us toning to the Schumann resonance as well. And then we have pendants and stuff. But it's just good to know. You can probably find it online as well. So that's one of the most important frequencies. Another really cool frequency that is quite amazing is 1.45 hertz. They call it the ultra healing frequency. And there's evidence that shows that it actually triggers the pituitary, hypothalamus, and pineal gland all together. That 1.45 hertz, the ultra healing frequency. And because it is an actual rhythm, it's a frequency below our hearing, you have to create it with two frequencies. So we create it with 111 hertz, which is really auspicious and really good for getting rid of headaches, and 112.45. So the difference between 112.45 and 111 is 1.45, right? We make tuning forks that are tuned to this that are really cool. But I've created a song based on that frequency of 111 and 112.45, which has the 1.45. So the rhythm in this song is actually tuned to the 1.45 hertz, right? So we're just going to listen to like the second half of this. It's called Headache Relief. And we'll start around 4 minutes in, fade it in slowly. And it's just enjoy and realize that there's this whole set of binaural beat frequencies behind this that are entraining your brain into the 1.45. So it's really cool if you listen on headphones too. You can get it even without headphones though. So enjoy this frequency song, Headache Relief, especially if you got a headache. So everything's got a frequency. Here's the frequency of a redwood tree. At least that's what it feels like to me. Here's the frequency of a rose, a red rose. You can play with it, play with me too, if you like. Tune into the energy of a red rose and make the sound of it. Just play with it. It's also every food you eat. When you eat that food, you're taking its frequency into you. Think about the vibration of an avocado. What's really cool about this is you can actually get that energy of that food into you just by tuning into its frequency, especially making the sound of it. I mean, you can get it going in your head and it would work, but making the sound of it's even sometimes more effective. Actually, I should say sometimes it's even more effective to not make the sound of it, because your voice often can't make the detail of what you might hear in your head, right? So you might be able to get a better representation of the frequency of that item in your head than you can actually make the sound of it. But when you make the sound out loud, you're getting it physically in your body as well. So if you ever want chocolate, just do this. Right? Or here's a weird one. Let's do the frequency of sugar. Or coffee. Right? Or the frequency of pure water. If it's a cloudy day, you could do the frequency of the sun. Or if you got a broken heart, do the frequency of a healthy heart. Or this is a good one. You got the flu or some bug. Do the frequency of as if you didn't have it. Of course, there's all types of frequencies of emotions. I mean, you could do the frequency of gratitude. The frequency of compassion. Or the frequency of love. frequency of joy. Right? If you want to access any emotion, do the sound of it, because now you're getting the physical vibration in your body. Right? Now, I've got a CD that's actually tuned to the frequency of a lemon. This company actually had some sophisticated devices, and they measured a bunch of lemons and found they were at the millions of hertz. And then we octavized it down half, until it was in a note that we could use for the song, and tuned the whole song to the lemon at many octaves lower, right? And then we added the frequency of serotonin. This song is called Weight Loss, right? The lemon is for the master cleanse, for, you know, those who drink the lemonade with maple syrup and cayenne. And so we got the lemon frequency in there. And then serotonin is good for getting rid of, getting rid of hunger, because when serotonin is released, you're no longer hungry, right? So those two frequencies are embedded in this. In fact, it was funny. The serotonin happened to be a musical fifth, just exactly above the lemon. So they fit together perfectly for this song, Weight Loss. And then I used the intention, the energy frequency of loving yourself for this song. So we'll just listen to the last, maybe the last 10 minutes here, because we got about 10 minutes left. So listen to the last 10 minutes of Weight Loss and tune in to the frequency of the lemon and serotonin, which will get you quite high. Enjoy. Thank you. And then there's the frequency of your soul, that place that is the core essence of your perfection, where you're completely stable and still. But ultimately, the frequency of Source, where you're one with it all, which is all frequencies. So tune in to every frequency in the universe, the lowest you can imagine to the highest, and everyone in between. All frequencies in the universe, which is God, which is Source itself. And feel it completely. There's nothing better than all frequencies. Any single frequency would bring you down. All frequencies is the deal. So stay tuned to all frequencies, at least through the evening, through the week. Imagine staying tuned to Source months and years ahead, and even lifetimes. Thanks for listening, and take care.